Good morning. It's a Monday morning. That means Ken Lovett. He's the Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. Good morning, Ken.
Good morning.
Great column today. The headline, Pay Gov No Mine. And we're talking about the Assembly Speaker, Carl Hastie, who's, what, mulling passing a pay raise without a deal with the governor?
Yeah, this is getting ugly between him and the governor. The legislature's trying to get a pay raise before the end of the year, because if they don't, they have to wait another 2 years. The governor is trying to tie a whole host of ethics reforms and other changes and legislation to the effort. Hastie says he won't trade for it. So he had a discussion with his Senate counterpart, Senate Majority Leader John Flanagan, saying maybe we should just pass a pay raise on our own, which would force the governor into either begrudgingly signing it or vetoing it, which would really raise the ire of lawmakers going into the new session and could torpedo the governor's agenda in 2017.
Quite something. Obviously, the governor said he's running for re-election, so there's a real decision to be made here.
A real decision, and he, with his administration rocked by scandal right now and a former top aide and other associates having been indicted, the governor really wants the legislature to give him some kind of ethics package. And, you know, the legislature thinks he's doing that to divert attention from the scandals. But either way, he says he won't sign off on a significant pay raise without first getting some type of ethics reforms and other changes he's seeking.
Power in the state legislature all comes down to the state Senate and some, well, Democrats in the Independent Democratic Conference and the National Progressive Group now trying to use what you say here, a potential presidential run by Governor Cuomo to try to get the fractured state Senate Democrats to get that majority.
Yeah, you're seeing an effort now by the progressive wing of the Democratic Party to try to pressure Governor Cuomo into trying to unify the Senate Democrats, because right now you have 8 Democrats who are kind of dissident, who will not sit with the main Democrats. They're going to align themselves with the Republicans to give the Republicans the majority in all likelihood come January. You have New York Democrats saying the governor should be working to unify them. And now MoveOn.org, the national progressive group, has said that if Cuomo doesn't do anything to give the Democrats the control of the chamber, it will be held against him. It will be a disqualifier if he's serious about running for national office.
Finally, the aide to now disgrace former Assembly Speaker Sheldon Silver is on Team Kushner?
Yeah, Judy Rapfogel, who at one time was one of the highest paid state employees and is collecting a pretty big six-figure pension from the state, since April has been working for Kushner Companies, which is run by Jared Kushner, who is a top advisor to President-elect Donald Trump and the President-elect's son-in-law. He's married to Ivanka Trump. It's interesting, given that obviously Trump is a Republican. You know, Rapfogel is a longtime Democrat. Both, though, are Orthodox Jewish, and she started working there as a property manager for the real estate company in April.
Ken Lovett, Albany Bureau Chief for the New York Daily News. You can head to NY Daily News to read more, or simply go to our website, wamc.org, to listen to Ken again, or even if you've missed a piece, you can always go there to listen. Ken, thanks so much.
Anytime. Be well and warm.
And warm.